Jim Keck was just a kid when he signed on with one of the most prestigious fighting units in the American military, the Army's 10th Mountain Division, and he had very little training time in the States before he was shipped off to Italy in November 1944 to assist in a tough assignment to take Mount Belvedere out of German control. American troops had liberated Rome and were headed north into the Florence area, but were stalemated. They couldn't dislodge German troops in the North Apennines Mountains.
They had tried to take Mount Belvedere two or three times, but were always driven off because of a ridge called Riva Ridge, which was adjacent to Belvedere and overlooking it. So if they would get to the top of Belvedere, then the soldiers on Riva Ridge would always send their mortars and cannons and whatever and drive them off again.
That's where the 10th Mountain Division came in. But before taking on Riva Ridge, Keck and his regiment were stationed in Italian towns, and Keck dodged death for the first time after being out on patrol.
And when we came back, one of the sergeants came to me and he said, "I need for you to go out on a patrol with me." And I said, "Well, I just got back from one." And he said, "Well, I'll get somebody else." Well, he got somebody else. And that night, a number of those people were killed, including that sergeant, and one of my friends was taken prisoner.
In early 1945, the 10th Mountain Division was sent to the staging area for the assault in the Apennines. In February, the 86th Regiment was assigned the task of taking Riva Ridge.
And so plan was, in the middle of the night, to scale that sheer 2,000-foot ridge. And the Germans left it completely unprotected because nobody is going to come up from that side of things.
Those soldiers accomplished their mission, and the next night Keck's regiment, the 85th, started climbing to take Mount Belvedere. Here death was everywhere. The men worked their way through minefields and inevitably stepped on mines. Mortars exploded and calls for medics rang out. Finally, at about 4 or 5 in the morning, the company reached the top of the mountain.
Our company commander had been killed. He was on top of Belvedere and was in a foxhole, but raised up to look around, and a shell caught him in the head, and he and his radio operator were killed.
Near daybreak, Germans started surrendering. The Americans had secured Belvedere, and then began the grim mission of carrying the dead off the mountain.
And this was in winter. And when they die, they're stiff. And I remember carrying off my company commander, who was a football player at the University of Nebraska.
The 10th Mountain Division moved on after this to a staging area at Casteldiano to prepare for the final push. On April 14, 1945, the fight began.
It all started with airplanes and artillery and bombing, and we started moving forward, going north.
And Keck's platoon lieutenant told him to go up a hill to take out a machine gun nest.
Since I was the squad leader, I said, "Okay, you don't. That's what you do. You don't sit and say, 'Why, I can get killed.'"
Keck told his men to follow him and started crawling up the hill.
All of a sudden, my canteen blew apart, and I said, "This is no place to be." And just as I jumped, another shell caught me on the other side. I managed to crawl down out of the range of fire. It didn't knock me out and was able to crawl back a ways where the medics picked me up, and my war was over.
Keck recovered in a hospital in Florence before returning to the States, where he attended the University of Nebraska, the alma mater of the company commander whose body Keck carried off Mount Belvedere. After Keck came home to Rapid City, he met and married Joanne from Faith. They now have 6 children and 12 grandchildren. On the wall of their home is a frame containing Keck's bronze star and the telegram that was sent to his parents to let them know he had been seriously wounded in Italy. These decades later, from the safety of his living room, Keck says he feels blessed to have had so many more years than so many other soldiers. But there's an image he can't forget, one that brought home to him the human frailty of each soldier in battle. It happened after a firefight on the trek north in Italy.
And I remember hitting the dog tag off of one German, and I thought, "This is a thick packet." And I started looking inside, and here he had a picture of his girlfriend, a beautiful girl, And I said, my gosh, this guy wanted to get home as much as I did. And which was just the story of war. He didn't make it, and I did.
Jim Keck's story, told in his own voice, will soon be available on sdpb.org. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Vicki Wicks in Rapid City.